Coming to you from Los Angeles, California, this is Cheat Day Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Cheat Day Podcast.
Woo woo!
This is Frankie, gender pronouns he, him, his. And sitting across from me, as usual, is the one and the only
Kristen, gender pronouns she, her, hers.
All right. Hi, Kristen.
Hey, Frankie.
I haven't seen you in like 2 weeks.
It has been a hot minute. Yes. I was out of town.
Yeah, you were on a road trip.
I was on a road trip.
Do we want to talk about that?
We can talk about the road trip.
Okay.
Okay.
How was it?
It was good. All in all, it was good. We drove up the coast on the way there. And the first day was an 11-hour drive.
Wow.
Except 3 of those hours, give or take, was getting to like the edge of the coast to Westport, where we stayed the night. And the rooms were hella small, but super cute.
Okay.
I felt like I was in a dollhouse.
Oh.
But then there was like a little corner market across the store. So we like walked across the street and went to the corner market and got a pizza and a cheeseburger. And it was super cute. Like mom and pop. Although I will say this, I did along the way, and I could have been totally off base, but I like caught like the, I almost felt like if Andy and I were a gay couple or, you know, within the LGBT, like as far as, you know, being a passable cisgendered straight couple, it might've been an issue. Like I caught that vibe at the corner shop. And interestingly enough, the woman behind the counter is from Pasadena originally, and she moved up north to go to school and just never left. And her daughter was there. It was just something about her husband. Like, it was just very weird.
Like a little homophobic.
Maybe, but maybe it just comes from a place that I think for some people it's just ignorance. Like they've never been around it. It doesn't directly affect them. So they just don't get it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Next morning, we were woken up with a pot of coffee and like delicious coffee and a Danish, a warm croissant Danish and a warm croissant. Hands down bet. Like it came, it was an Airbnb booking.
Okay.
And right on the water. Like it was amazing. Were we still, is Westport? I think Westport's in Northern California. Yeah. And then Coos Bay. Because we went to Coos Bay the next day. But when we were getting to Westport, we had to take this windy ass like mountain road to where we were staying.
Okay.
And I had to drive because if I hadn't driven, and we're driving, you know, Andy's huge truck down a mountain road, and it, there's no room for mistakes. I'm like, if I were to make a mistake right now, we would die because we are on the side of a cliff. So there was that. Andy posted a picture of me on Instagram of me, driving down the windy ass hill. And I was like, if I kept going straight, we would die. So he posted that and like a few other pictures, but,
that would scare the hell out of me.
It scared the hell out of me, but I was so grateful I wasn't car sick and you just have to focus.
Yeah.
Especially when you're driving someone else's car and it's a truck and it, you know, it's just, there's not a lot of room for air. And then people are like speeding down the hill, like it's 60 miles an hour. And like you're passing signs that say 25 around the curve. And people are going 60. And there's like these little side areas you can pull off on to let people pass you, which is scary because you're going like 40 miles an hour. And then you have to like really quickly get off the road, let them pass. It was a trip.
Wow.
But that was just day one.
Okay.
That was just, I mean, that was just day one.
Very eventful day one.
Day one, day two, we drove to Coos Bay, which is in Oregon.
Yeah.
Along the coast. And actually my papa, my mom's dad, my grandfather used to fish out of Coos Bay. So we stayed at a Best Western that was like right next to the water and like the docks and everything. And so I walked over and took a picture. I took pictures. Guess how many I posted on Insta?
Like none.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So bad with social media. I'm gonna get better though.
Yeah.
I'm getting better. I'm gonna get better. I think about it now. I'm like, you should really post this on social media. Before I didn't even think about it. Just took pictures and kept it moving.
Yeah.
But yeah, we actually went up there for my best friend's wedding.
Yeah.
She got married to the father of her children, and it was super fun. We drove to Coos Bay, and then the next day we drove into Seattle. And Andy thinks that everybody in Seattle drives like an asshole. He was like, he said that being on the road in Seattle for the time that we were, he understood better why I drive the way I drive. Every time Andy like learns something new about me, he's like, it just makes so much sense. It just, you know, like, yeah, he just gets it.
Okay.
You know, so yeah, drove into Edmonds, stayed in Edmonds for 2 days, and then we took the ferry over to Kingston, which is where my friend got married. Her parents have property over there. It was gorgeous. It was an outside wedding. It was raining the morning of, so we're like covering everything in plastic. Like, I didn't really know what was going down until I got there. And we basically set up the wedding. Like, I did all the table arrangements, and they chopped down trees and created like log stumps, and then drilled in boards over the top of them to make seating.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was just so cute.
Yeah.
It was a country wedding, and I loved every minute of it. Mm-hmm. I was exhausted by the time the wedding came, though.
Yeah.
Mama was tired.
Doing all that work.
Yeah. So I was in the wedding. I was a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
It was just fun. It was just fun. I got to kind of show Andy. I got to show Andy kind of where I grew up off the five, as far as like pointing like things out, like that sign would take you to where I used to live as a child. We passed by Wild Waves, which was, it's like the theme park in that area.
Okay.
And like, we would go there as kids. We go there as like teenagers. Just remember going to Wild Waves. It was just wild.
Was it wild?
It was wild. It was just crazy. Like, it was crazy being home with him. Because he hasn't, you know, he's been to Seattle for work, but not, you know, in like the last 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. And he's never been up there with me where I got to kind of show him around.
Sweet.
But yeah, it was really cute. And then on the way back, so the wedding was Saturday. We woke up Sunday morning, slept in a little bit, and then went and had brunch with my mom and my sister, and then got on the road. And drove. We took the five back, like the five straight shot, took it back. We got on the five and took it to Eugene, Oregon, stayed for the night. And then the next day we were on the road by 7 a.m., got home by 10 p.m.
Wow.
So I think if we do it again, we'll drive up like 15-hour day first day.
Yeah.
And then drive up to Seattle second day and arrive around like 1 or 2. And then we have like a week to hang out. Mm-hmm. But I had fun. I want to make it a yearly vacation. Yeah. And actually we talked about, because my sister has like, number one, a very tiny bed that we could sleep in. Like basically Andy could sleep in the bed, or I could sleep in the bed, and then the other person would have to sleep on the floor or sitting up on the love seat in that room. But I talked to my sister. I was like, I think Andy and I should, if we plan on coming up there more often, we should get a king size bed for the guest room, because she has an extra room at her place. And then we can just stay with you when we come up.
Yeah.
Now, me and my sister fight and don't talk like half of the year.
Okay.
So I would just have to make sure that like staying with her fell on like the 6 months that we are talking out of the year. And we'll be good to go. Good to go. But yes, I missed you. I was so happy to see you when I got back.
Yeah.
And wait, is this the first day I'm seeing you since I've been back? Oh, my God.
I mean, because we've talked on the phone.
Okay, we have talked on the phone. And it's like I visualize you when we're on the phone. It's like you're sitting in the room with me wearing a super sassy hat and a fabulous outfit.
And holding a mic.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was fun. I did think about work. I think I thought about work 3 times, which I think made it all the more depressing coming back.
Yeah, it's rough.
It like first day back, I just dipped my toe, just a little toe dip. But I go back official Tuesday, and then I'm there 4 days because Monday's a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to work.
Correct.
On Monday, but we get paid for it.
Yeah.
Hashtag lucky.
Well, I'm in the middle of my staycation.
Mm-hmm.
So the week that you left, I had to go to a training, which was nice, actually. And then I came back for like 2 days and then I went on my staycation. Yeah, and I have a hard time not like looking at my work emails because I feel like some shit's going to go down and I'm going to have to go back to work or something. I don't know what it is. But I also, I realize that I've been burnt out, that I'm burnt out of work and that I am like completely disconnected from it. And I'm just kind of going through the motions because I'm like making mistakes that I usually like wouldn't. In the first day of my vacation, like I got locked out of my apartment.
God.
Because I grabbed the wrong keys. Aww. And then I have one of those doors that just locks automatically unless you like flip the little thing. I can't do those locks because I just can't. I need to have one of those that you need to insert the key to lock and unlock.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just got locked out of my apartment for the stupidest thing. And, you know, $62 later because my landlady was out of town.
Of course.
She couldn't come to help me. And, you know, I probably need to have one of those like fake like pebble things that you put the key in.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case. Although I'm replacing that lock with some other stuff that I can, that doesn't lock automatically. But, and then the second night I like had like a fever. Like, so it hasn't really been. And this is like a history. Like I have a history of like going through it every time I take time off more than a couple days. Either work has to be done in my house and everybody's in and out for the whole time or I get locked out. But I'm still happier than I would be if I was at work.
Right.
Because I'm totally disconnected from it. And, you know, people don't really know what we do. But, you know, we work with youth and it's really demanding and it takes a toll on you emotionally. And when your heart is longing for something else, it's really hard to stay in it, to right. stay in what you're doing at the moment if your heart wants something different. And my heart does want something different, you know? I'm a creative, and I've always been, and that's what I long to do, which is how this was born.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, you know, live in Los Angeles, which is very expensive, and need to have a job in order to survive. So how do you marry the two things? How do you, you know, take care of your adult responsibilities and try to carve out a future where you're not totally miserable with your life? Because I can't see myself doing this for much longer, what I'm currently doing. So how do you make that happen? You know, like that's the question. And I guess we are trying to make it happen because we're doing this. Because both you and I are in a similar situation where we both have other things that we would love to be doing and are not particularly doing it at the moment other than the podcast, which we enjoy very much. But there are other things that we would like to explore as we move forward. So yeah, I am taking this time. Like today I was like thinking, wouldn't it be nice if I could just like travel and like go to Paris, which I've always wanted to go to. Because I've been to other places in Europe, like Italy, but I would love to go to Paris. Like that's where like the fashion capital of the world. And I love fashion and I would love to experience that. And I can't do that, you know? So yeah, how do we make our dreams come true in a realistic way?
Mm-hmm.
You know, slowly but surely make those things happen. Now, what are some of the things that you would like to explore or would like to do more of?
Well, stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
So I did it. I dabbled, we'll say, in stand-up comedy when I was younger and stopped doing it for a number of reasons that don't really like play into my decision-making today.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Mav Viola on the show not too long ago.
Right.
And I've known Mav for a while and she's super funny. And she just kind of newly inspired me to want to at least just go start doing some, you know, random open mics, maybe book a show and just kind of see what happens. Like, I know I need a day job right now because, like you said, we're trying to figure out how to do what we have to do today in order to pay the bills, but also put in the footwork in these other areas that have the potential for making money at some point. You know, like how does that transition happen? And I feel like, I mean, at this age, like if we wanted to go back to school, we'd have to work full time and go back to school. And so I kind of look at it as like very similar to going back to school and getting your master's or getting your, you know, your PhD or whatever, of like doing open mics and going out. Like I've gone out a couple nights this last week, which is so weird. It's so weird, number one, to be surrounded by so many hipsters. God, they're everywhere. Not that there's anything wrong with being a hipster. There isn't. It's just a certain kind of person.
Yeah.
And it's just very interesting to be around such person because I don't feel like I fit into that crowd.
Correct.
So I feel like an outsider coming in. But I'm just kind of going with it. Like I deserve a spot at the table just like everybody else. And, you know, I can go out. I can live my life. I can do things. I went to a poetry reading this last week for a friend of mine who actually her friend knew about the podcast because her friend's friend was on the podcast. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Just that, you know, I mean, someone knew about the podcast that I did not know.
Yeah. No, that's exciting.
So that's exciting. What else did I do? I went to the night market. Actually went to the Thursday night market with my friend Karina. And again, a lot of hipsters and of all ages.
Okay.
There were some older hipsters. It was very interesting.
Nice.
But like, you know, they had the farmer's market piece and then they had like the food truck piece. And so I got some Sammy's for Andy and I. And again, like just being out amongst the people, we also had to walk up a hill. It wasn't a super steep hill, but it was enough of a hill that it got me sweating. And then I could not stop sweating the entire walk through the night market. Oh, so like, great. I'm like dreaming of a napkin as I'm like trying to sniff out the right onion, you know, like, oh God, what I would do. I should have brought a towel. I'm sweating. These hipsters are looking at me wondering why there's like a sprinkler system appearing that has gone off inside of my head and is seeping through my pores. Oh God, it just like makes me feel embarrassed, which then makes me sweat more.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people are looking at me like, why's the fatty so sweaty? It's not even hot.
I know, because they're wearing jackets.
Yeah,
and
hats and like leg warmers, and it's like 85 out at like 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah,
scarf, you know, all the correct accoutrement for a Thursday night farmer's market in South Pass, and a beanie, you know, and a beard, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I still just walked through. I was like, I'm here. I'm taking up space.
You did your thing.
You know, taking up space. So that was good because that's like I really have not gone out in like really gone out in a very long time.
Yeah.
I've been a homebody for quite a while. You know, I feel like I got into a relationship, then I was nesting, and it's just like I kind of went indoors and I'm making my debut out into the world again. You know, like going to work is not my idea of going out. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah. So there's that. But I need to actually text Mav today. I can't remember what the name of that, what the website is that you go to.
Yeah, I can't either.
It's like comedy something.
Yeah.
Comedy Union, comedy website, comedy.com, something.
Yeah.
Because I want to look up an open mic for tonight or tomorrow because we have Monday off. So I'm like, might as well take advantage of having some time off to go and pursue something that I actually quite enjoy.
Yeah.
I love making people laugh.
You do.
You know, and I've always found ever since I was a little girl that people just naturally laugh when I'm around. Like, I just have a funny disposition. I may not be, you know, like a well-seasoned stand-up comic at this point, but I definitely have the funny, I have the timing, I have storytelling skills. Like, I have some things working for me. Mm-hmm. I just have to start practicing again.
Yeah. I last night I watched Kevin Smith, you know, Silent Bob. He just he had a stand-up.
Oh yeah, he had a heart attack
right after.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was in Glendale, and he announced at the beginning of the stand-up, he said right after I got off stage and I went to the green room, I had a heart attack and I almost died. But during the, so he was like, I want you to think about that when you're watching this, that I almost died, but I'm okay. But you know, during the stand-up, he's a funny dude, and he's super adorable. For some reason, I think he's super adorable. But he talked about his wife and talked about all kinds of stuff. He has a teenage daughter. But he said, you know, I want you to know that to be up here doing this, like, talent, you don't need, talent is such like a bullshit concept. You need to just keep pushing and keep doing it, because practice makes perfect. You know, like, anybody can get up here and tell stories.
Right.
Like, talent is just, it's not necessarily something that's needed, or who decides who's talented and who's not talented. All you need to do is to keep trying. There's beauty in failing at things, because when you fail at something, that's another story.
Correct.
So continue to live your life and collect your stories and pushing forward, and then get up here and tell them. That's it.
That's it.
That is it. So I think that was very it inspired me. Because many times in my life, I feel like, oh God, if only I could be as talented as this person or that person, if I could do that, why can't I do this? Why can't I?
Yeah.
When the answer is really, I can. I just need to try and continue to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Like with this podcast, how many times have I called you and be like, oh my God, like, I don't know. Like, can we... should we be doing this, or can we do this, or why are we doing this, or why aren't we doing that, or look at this person? And it's like, we just need to pick up the fucking mic and talk like we're doing right now.
Yes.
Somebody will listen.
Somebody's definitely listening.
Yeah.
Hey, listener.
Hey, listener.
Have you made it this far into this podcast?
Correct. If you have, thank you and congratulations.
Love your show.
Love your show. But yeah, it's like with everything, like I love to write. Like, I like writing and telling stories, and I'm not always the best at like sitting down and like actually doing it, because I feel like I have nothing to say, when in reality, I just have to do it and it will organically just happen. And if I can't get anything out this time, that, because usually what I do is, oh, I'm just not, this is not meant for me. So then I stop. I need to continue to do it. It's the follow through that gets me every time. Like, I have great ideas, but then I don't do the work. And that's the piece. That's the most important, is you have to continue to try. You know?
Yeah.
So, like, I wrote a script for a short film that you have read, and you suggested that I turn it into a children's book. I think that's a great idea. How do I go about it? I have no idea. But I'm going to try. You know, I'm just going to try to do it, because you never know what's going to come from that. Like, was my dream to write a children's book? Not necessarily. But it's something that's interesting, and that's another outlet for me. So again, also, no, I guess another thing is, like, if when you have a plan, like, don't only go by that. Like, sometimes another door will open on something that you didn't think was a possibility, or something that didn't enter your mind, but that's the door that you need to go down, because that's what the path is at this point. And you might go back, that might lead you to another path, and slowly but surely all of your goals are sort of coming to fruition and things are happening. But you need to get the ball rolling, right?
Absolutely.
So, thank you, Kevin Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Consistency. Footwork, consistency.
Correct.
You know, you got to be crazy enough to think that you could be successful at what it is you dream of doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just got to start doing open mics. You know, ironically enough, or maybe it's not ironic. I don't know. I always use that word. I don't know if I use it correctly. Mm-hmm. But back in the day when I was doing stand-up comedy, I wrote stuff, but after the fact, like mm-hmm. I would get on stage, have an idea of a couple of things I wanted to talk about. I would mm-hmm. talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
And my jokes just kind of formed as I went. And I have 15 minutes worth of material, but I think there's something to all of it. Like, I think it's valid material from back when I was doing stand-up comedy, but I think a number of things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to rewrite some of it. Andy's like, you just need to let those jokes go. Oh. I'm like, I will not let those jokes go. Okay. Some of those jokes are very well constructed jokes, and it took me years to get that shit. I'm not just going to let it go.
Right.
You know, but I do want to let go of me losing at the end of the joke as opposed mm-hmm. to me prospering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I want to win.
Yeah.
I want to win when I tell my stories.
Yeah. Good.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Okay.
Mamas. So I guess other things that we have done through this 2 weeks that we haven't had a podcast. So we've had guests this whole second season.
Mm-hmm.
Except this time, except for the first episode, and I guess now this episode.
Yeah.
There was a couple of scheduling situations that happened, which is normal. You know, people are busy and doing things. But we figured we would just chat and talk about things that are going on. So I know that we're fans of Netflix, right?
Yes.
Somewhat. And there was a whole lot of controversy with that show, Insatiable.
Right.
So we had a friend who's a good friend of ours who said, hey, it's not that bad. Like, maybe give it a shot and see. Like, the piece that was really the problem was the fact that for a lot of people, that the main character was overweight and was bullied and had, like, no friends. And then through whatever accident, she lost a bunch of weight and then became sort of popular and everybody wanted to be around her, which is the normal narrative for how many years? Ever since I can remember, there's always the fat person who nobody wants to be around and is, you know, bullied and picked on. And then all of a sudden they lose weight and become this beautiful
shining
thing.
Star.
Right. And everybody loves them and want to be around them. So the narrative is old and I get that. And it's not accurate. And people are just tired of seeing that same bullshit. That is a very small part of the show. Like, I think her life doesn't really get better after she loses weight. However, it's just not a great show.
Okay.
I feel like overall it's not very good. I do like, however, how there are queer characters and how they're treated.
Okay.
As if they're just any regular character. Like, nothing is, like, super out of the ordinary, or they have their own, like, stories and sort of arc, if you may. So that part, I wasn't mad at. I couldn't finish the show because it's just the writing was just not the best,
right.
I feel. So it got a little bit weird, so I didn't really finish. I just stopped watching. But you haven't seen any of it?
I haven't seen any of it. I've only heard about it from you and our other mutual friend.
Yeah. What I do like, what is happening, and I think we are seeing a lot more diverse stories. There's a movie called All the Boys I've Loved, which has an Asian lead, which is a really cute movie. Because I'm like a teenage, you know, person inside. So I love all, like, teenage comedies and things like that.
Right.
And with the success of crazy rich Asians, mm-hmm. we see that people actually want to see diversity. That's what it proves to Hollywood. That people want to see that, that there's a market for that. So hopefully this will be the catalyst to other projects being made. Because as of right now, we've had to like make our own stories, which I think is great that we make like for us, by us type of deal. I think that's really good. And I love the fact that that happens, that we tell our own stories mm-hmm. rather than this big Hollywood machine dictating how our stories are told.
Right.
And how our narrative goes. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of interesting things coming to Netflix in the next few months, a lot of projects. So interested to see. And I don't think Insatiable is going to get a season two. Because, to be honest, it's just not a good show.
Okay.
Aside from the tired narrative, it's just not a great show. Have you watched anything that you thought was interesting or good?
I started to watch Deadpool.
Oh, the second one?
Yeah. And I got about an hour in. Like, I got all the way up until the point that dinner arrived.
Yeah.
And then I got through dinner. And then I was like, I'm good. I'm going to get up and start doing shit again because I can't sit here for too long.
Yep.
In fact, the only reason why I sat here was because I was waiting for my food.
I did see Deadpool too, and I loved it, actually. But I do get, like, you always need to be doing stuff.
Yeah.
So you can't sit there for too long.
I'm just busy, busy, busy.
Yeah.
Busy little bee.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Speaking of Jesus Christ, so I grew up a good little Catholic girl, right?
Yeah.
And when I went home for this wedding, mm-hmm. Like, we stopped practicing in my house, but other parents did not stop practicing. And my friend's parents still are prayers, so...
Yeah.
But it was weird because I was the only one who was a smoker.
Okay.
So, like, the entire wedding, I'm, like, smoking behind a car. Mm-hmm. Like, because moms are there, right? Like, mothers I grew up with.
Mm.
And I'm like, I can't have anybody see me smoking. And then I would say fuck or something, like waiting to see if there was a reaction. And they would like shoot right back like, fuck yeah. Like, you know, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But I just it was so interesting to be around a bunch of moms. It's like I'm a 36 year old grown ass woman.
Right.
But I still feel like a little kid depending on who. It was such a walk down memory lane. Not to take it back to the wedding, but just.
No,
the Jesus Christ reminded me of the fact that I was saying things like Jesus Christ and like the response to it was not bad. It was like,
okay,
you can cuss now. You're grown. You can take the Lord's name in vain. You grown.
Yeah. That is so interesting.
It was very interesting.
I mean, yeah, I think it's hard for me to think of myself as grown. I feel like because it's gone by so fast in my head. Like we're both in our 30s.
Yeah.
We like, were 17 yesterday.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I don't know. And I feel like clients at work are, I feel like there's a shift happening.
Yeah.
As far as like, they look at me like an adult.
Yeah.
Not like an equal or even just like a big sister. It's very much like, you're a fucking adult.
Yeah.
You don't understand anything I am going through because you are too far removed.
I know.
It's crazy.
It is. Like anytime I'm watching something and some kid says, oh my God, you're so old. You're like 40. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so close to 40. It's like, how did this happen? And can I stop it?
Exactly. Like, how do I stop this? How do death becomes her? Where's my fucking serum?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, stop this shit now.
I need to stop growing.
I feel like we're just finally smart enough and have our shit together enough that we can really start enjoying life. Yeah. But now it's like you're old.
Yeah.
So now like, that's the trade off.
So now everything hurts. So it's like you can't, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly. Taking your fucking glucosamine morning and night.
Oh my God.
I do feel a difference.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, in my back.
Yeah.
With the glucose. Mm. But yeah, it's just very interesting. Growing up and getting older, it's just fascinating. This is a fascinating. I was having coffee with a friend of mine yesterday, and I was like, are you guys, she's married. I was like, are you guys having kids? She's like, oh, fuck no. I was like, oh, thank God I'm not the only one. Because I was up there, my best friend's little girls are a adorable, just the sweetest little girls. And every once in a blue moon, I get a tinge of like, I wonder what that would be like.
Yeah.
To have something that my egg and his sperm created, living outside of my body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walking around saying shit.
I know.
You know, being a real jerk. You know, or pooping and peeing all over itself. Like, I just wonder sometimes what that, because I don't plan on having kids.
Right.
But like the other day, I was like, should I freeze my eggs?
Oh.
I was watching Real Housewives of New York. Don't tell anybody. Okay. One of the characters froze her eggs. And now she's thinking about having them implanted. Because I'm 36. So if I'm going to get my eggs frozen, they're already geriatric eggs.
Yeah.
Did you know that if you have a baby at 35 or above, it's a geriatric pregnancy?
Oh, wow.
That's what they call it.
That is horrible.
Like, you old as balls, bitch. You should not be having a baby.
Some white man came up with that shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ugh. Yeah, no, that's bullshit. I mean, I know people who have had babies at 42.
Or 50.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having a baby that late. But just because, like, I'd have to live to be, like, 120, 130 to really get to see, you know, full-grown, you know, babies. But, yeah, normally it's a fleeting thought. It goes away.
Yeah.
But every once in a blue moon, it'll... And I think that's normal and natural. At the end of the day, I still don't want the responsibility of children for the rest of my life.
Correct.
Hence why I don't have them.
Yeah.
I was telling Andy, I'm like, I know it's not a good idea to have a kid just so that you have someone to take care of you when you get older, but God damn it. I need to pursue my creative career so that I can make some shmoney and be able to pay a nice little, you know, young boy to not abuse me when I'm like 80 years old and I need help getting around the house. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mom needs to be rich. Mom needs to be rich so she can pay somebody to do that. I'm like, I better get in good with my nieces because who's going to wipe my ass when I'm like of those years? I mean, hopefully that's not how it goes down. I don't know how I got started on this tangent, but hopefully I'm just like good to go. And then one day I just drop dead and that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Got real dark real soon.
It got really dark. Tori's talking about death, being a good little Catholic girl. Well, we're starting, you know, we talked about the beginning. We're kind of in the middle and then, you know, there's an end.
Yeah. I've always wanted to have a kid.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen, but I love the idea of it.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really cute to have a child. Like every time I see like somebody with kids, especially if they're like 4 or 5, when they start to like becoming their own person and having their own thoughts and like saying like the most random things, to me, that's like the cutest.
Yeah.
I don't love like the newborn because they keep you up all night. I mean, I know I will have to go through that if I have the chance to have a child, but I'll do it all. I just think I would like to be able to raise somebody and just try to bring another really good person into the world. Because I feel like you can never have enough, and especially now that we've seen so much ugly. We need good people in this world, you know?
Yeah.
So, but if it happens, it happens. I've decided that even if I don't have a partner, I will probably try to do it.
Yeah.
Of my own, because I don't need no man.
Sure don't.
I don't need no man.
Sure don't. All right, guys, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Make sure to rate us and leave a comment. We hope you guys come back next week. But in the meantime, you can go to our website at CheatDayPodcast.com and you can find us on Twitter and the Insta at CheatDayPodcast.